The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. Anything that you'd like to talk about as far as something that's got you, you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's get it done. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Let's see if we can put a solution in place that actually works. You know, something that exists without drugs, without surgery. So you're hearing the voice on Saturday. What's that all about? Well, you know, 4 to 5 o'clock on Saturdays for the next 17 weeks, including today. Why? Because Redskins are in season. And so they move us from Sunday to Saturday, but at least they'll be consistent for 17 weeks. So make sure you have the opportunity to pay attention, listen, shift a little bit. And if you happen to miss the program, you can always go to rozellecare.com. That's R-O-S-E-L-L-E-C-A-R-E, rozellecare.com. And our weekly programs are usually posted there by Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest, or you can go to WMAL and find us there, or you can go to Rozelle Radio and find hundreds of our programs, and they're posted for your listening pleasure by topic. So think about that. Find what needs to be done. And as always, if we can help you in any other way, always check us out. 888-630-9625. Give me a call. I have a lot of little things to talk to you about, some things that have come up in the news, and then we're going to get into degenerative disease, joints and spine and things of that nature. And we're going to talk about that because there's so many of you that are suffering needlessly, if I might add, because of the disc spaces are breaking down and your holes that the nerves are coming out are becoming stenotic, which means narrowed and so forth. So, you know, we'll get into that in just a minute or two. But I want to bring something to your attention. Kind of an interesting article that I was going through the other day, and it's something that I've known about, but they're finally beginning to come forth with the data. And we're talking about optimizing your vitamin D levels. You've heard me talk about it on the program over and over and over again. And that vitamin D is critical in so many different areas, from cancer prevention to bone density to bringing up your immune system, regulating your sleep. If your vitamin D level is very low, you're not going to sleep very well. And all of those things go hand in hand. But there was an article I was reading about how vitamin D affects neurological degenerative conditions, and the absence of or low levels of vitamin D actually make things much, much worse. The article is focusing on patients who had Parkinson's disease and how, you know, they lose their integrity as far as being able to stand properly, slips and falls, the depression, the anxiety, and so forth. And, you know, people with Parkinson's disease had significantly lower levels of vitamin D compared to those that didn't have a problem. And Parkinson's patients with lower vitamin D levels also fell and suffered from more sleep aberration than other people who had normalized vitamin D levels, and obviously their anxiety and their depression levels and so forth. So as you go through and you start looking at not only people who have this type of neurodegenerative conditions, but people who have things like even Alzheimer's and old age onset dementia, you know, there's a linkage, and one of the linkages, not, you know, there are many others, and we can get into the omega fatty acids, the too high levels of the omega-6s and so forth. But optimizing vitamin D levels in these patients, Parkinson's patients, may be a very simple way to reduce some of the symptoms that these patients are having, including the falls that we talked about and the sleep aberrations and so forth. According to the study, and they compared 182 patients with Parkinson's, and the opposite was 185 people that did not have Parkinson's disease, previously shown that vitamin D deficiency is common in Parkinson's disease, and the study found that there was, you know, no difference that way. So those people with Parkinson's had significantly lower vitamin D levels compared to those without the disease process. And then they went on to talk about, you know, patients with lower vitamin D levels also fell and suffered, you know, from insomnia more. Now, these are people who even weren't diagnosed with Parkinson's. So vitamin D is very significant when it comes to a lot of different things, and bone density and fracture predispositions and so forth. The study was published at a journal, it's called ACTA, A-C-T-A, Neurologica in Scandinavia. So obviously it was overseas in Scandinavia. It suggests that vitamin D supplementation could be effective therapy for relieving the non-motor Parkinson's symptoms. What we've seen clinically is the fact that these patients also seem to improve motorically to some extent. The senior research and author was a guy by the name of Dr. Chung Feng Lu, and he released, and he says, as various non-motor symptoms place a burden on individuals with Parkinson's disease and their caregivers, vitamin D might be a potential supportive therapy for improving these neglected symptoms that they really didn't know how to handle. So think about that for a minute. I'm going to get back into it, but we have somebody that I want to go to the phone. Janie, can I help you?
Oh, yes. Hi. I'm a mother of a 26-year-old daughter who is actually getting married this coming weekend.
Yay.
And she just has not had her monthly cycle for, it's probably going on about 4.5, 5 years. She does not get any medical attention for this problem. Not sure what's going on, but the rest of the family believes that it does have to do with her eating, you know, the way she eats, what she eats and what she does not eat. But we're just concerned and...
As you should be, really, actually.
Don't know which direction to go. I mean, of course, she's entering into marriage, and with, I know her husband, her future husband, as of this coming weekend, would like to start a family within the next year.
So
but this child does not do medical anything. She doesn't see a doctor. She's never taken medication. She does not choose the normal, I guess, Western medicine.
Well, so you know that's the good news and the bad news. So let me ask you a couple questions that we can filter through this. How old was she when she started her menstrual cycle?
She was a normal age, I believe, probably about 12.
And she was good up until about a half a dozen years ago.
Yeah, she was actually fine. Everything was going well. However, her eating changed.
Okay,
eating changed
how? Did she go into, you know, where she's she's bulimic or she's anorexic when she's lost a lot of weight or she's depriving herself of food?
Yes, in some ways. I mean, she'll tell you otherwise. Doesn't do a lot of carbs. She took out a lot of the fat, sugars. It's kind of like the keto. What is it?
The keto diet. Yeah. Unfortunately, for women, that can be a very significant side effect. The fats are important. The fats are what are going to balance hormones, not only cyclic hormones, but also in the brain hormones, the wrappers, if you will, around the long nerves of the nerves of the body called the myelin sheath. You need to have those things there. The fact that she's eliminated those can be very revealing that this is what's going through. You can see young girls who are high-level athletes, you know, particularly gymnasts, and they, you know, not only that their training is intense, but in addition to that, they don't eat a lot of the things that they need to have supportively. So subsequently, they miss their menstrual cycle. Some of them don't have a cycle until they're about 18 years old, and you know, which is not normal, obviously. So what you look for in this type of thing, you look for dietary patterns, you look for trauma, you look for emotional upheaval. The combination of those things can be the triggering mechanisms. But she needs some coaching. She needs some guidance. She needs to get to somebody. She doesn't have to go to a medical physician because in my opinion, you know, they're going to use drug intervention to try to do that. But she needs to have somebody that nutritionally knows her stuff. She can, you know, she can give our office a call and talk to Sue or Eva, and they'll be more than happy to, you know, to walk her through that. But based on what you're telling me and without having any more evidence or information, that's probably what's triggering some of this. And my guess is that there's other, you know, chemical pathways that are being irritated because of that. So, what I would tell you to do, Janie, if you can in any way suggest that maybe nutritionally, not medically, that there may be some support for her, and then, you know, they can begin to guide her accordingly. But that's, I think what you're giving me is very evidential based on what's going on. You know, give us a call, and if there's any more that we can do to help you, you know, be glad to do that. We really need to see some, you know, some blood chemistries on her, some hormone balances, things of that nature. And then, but what you're telling me at this point, I think that nutritional piece is huge. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Very common situation for high-intense athletes and people who basically are messing with their dietary patterns to the extent that it's causing them, you know, some significant problems. We were talking about Parkinson's, and, you know, we mentioned that there was a study that was done in Scandinavia, combined people whose vitamin D levels were very, very low and people that were in the normal range, and they were both, I think, they 182 people that were Parkinson's patients, 185 people that were healthy patients. And what the study that was conducted by a doctor by the name of Dr. Chung Feng Lu and published in the journal Acta Neurological Scandinavia basically said that, you know, there's a huge connection between vitamin D deficiency, if you will. So the link between Parkinson's disease and vitamin D is very strong. You know, we call it the sunshine vitamin, but it's critical. You can get the only time that you can get good vitamin D is that if you don't have any sunblock on and so forth. Bone density is affected, mental states are affected, all kinds of metabolic pathways, prevention of cancers. You know, 2011, there was another study that showed that men who worked outdoors, you know, on the sun, construction workers and so forth, that were not necessarily fully covered, had a much lower risk of Parkinson's disease. It's kind of interesting than, you know, those of us living in caves all the time. You know, the study didn't measure the men's vitamin D level, but it was noted that those who are outside, so subsequently getting more vitamin D stimulation during those daytime hours, you know, had much, much lower incidence to the point where it was ridiculously different than their peers who worked primarily indoors, you know, desk jockeys, things of that nature. So you need to understand that, you know, Parkinson's patients, you know, have something that may be triggering a lot of this. Who knows, right? Same goes with people who have Alzheimer's disease. You know, take a look around and, you know, look at lifestyle. When we take a look at a patient, lifestyle is critical. Interactivities are critical. Damage to the system by trauma and so forth. Lack of paying attention to the soma, the body itself. So be aware that these things don't happen just because, my opinion, there's always a link to something other than just the day-to-day. But sometimes the day-to-day is revealing. And when it starts affecting certain hormones and certain fatty acids in the body, you have evidence that can't be ignored. We're coming up to the first break, and you're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live on Saturday from 4 to 5 o'clock. Give us a call at 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you and answer your questions. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. We are in studio. Yes, it's Saturday. It is not Sunday. You're not hallucinating. And why? Because the Redskins play tomorrow, so I'm on Saturday. Actually, for the next 17 weeks, we are in this position at 4 o'clock on Saturday. So mark it on your calendars, regardless of where you're at, and listen to the program. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We've got several things we're going to go over today, and it's going to be an active program. We have our lines lighting up, and we will get to your phone calls. As a matter of fact, let's do one right now. James, how can I help you, sir? James, are you there? James, try again. Hang up and give us a call. You sound like you're talking to us in a tunnel right now, and I don't know why, but try one more time. 888-630-9625. That was a bad connection, as they say. But we'll get back to James, and, you know, he'll call us right back. You know, there's football season brings up the idea of concussions and brain trauma and, you know, the ultimate neurodegenerative diseases that take place with it, everything from Alzheimer's to just dementia patterns and so forth. There's a guy who I admired for many years and met him when I was young was Nick Bonacani, and great, great linebacker. Played when I met him, he was with the old Boston Patriots. And then from there, I think he ended up finishing his career down in Miami. But here's a guy that was one of the toughest heavy hitters that played in the game ever. And unfortunately, he left us a short while ago this year. But he ended up with Parkinson's and he ended up with Alzheimer's. And it was sad to see the way that he began to break down over a period. This amazing man, this Hall of Famer, began to lose his capacity. So when brain trauma takes place from a violent jolt, you know, to the head, and it can be not only from football, but lacrosse, accidents, falls, fights, things of that nature, it affects the brain cells. And, you know, generally, it's temporarily if it's not continuous, but more serious trauma causes bruising of the brain tissue or the cells and tearing of some tissue and bleeding and very much like a stroke type of pattern. So depending on where it takes place, you begin to see the symptoms that are associated with it. Interesting article that came out of the Mayo Clinic actually this last March, and it was talking about the significance of brain trauma and the things that we really didn't know about and we put up with. And, you know, we're going to the extreme at this point in protecting, one, our children necessarily, and, you know, watching, you know, other people. But, you know, football kills people. And sometimes we don't understand that it's a long-term death pattern. And, you know, when you see the soccer players out there butting the balls with their heads and so forth, that doesn't go without incidents. And you have to realize that we have to protect that. In my business, I get to see a lot of pain. I get to see a lot of injury and so forth and so on. But when you start seeing brain pattern injuries and they start showing up and you see loss of function, disability, coordination problems. But here's the other piece that shows up. You start seeing spinal degeneration. You start seeing degeneration in the neck with cervical spine and the lower back. And these things begin to break down much faster and over a period of time. So we're not just talking about brain, because the brain controls the entire neurological system from that point down. So it's important that we know, number one, what to look for, how to protect ourselves, but also that there is other downstream effects. And when that takes place in the presence of inflammation, or what I call acid environment, that means, you know, the things that you eat you shouldn't be eating, the things you need more of you're not getting enough of, that kind of stuff, the sugars and the alcohol and the acidic drinks that we have, the foods, the carbohydrates, and, you know, all the things that we like to eat, you know, go grab a sandwich, do this, do that. And the problem is that increases, it stokes the fire, causing further degeneration and brain cognitive patterns that can be avoided if we really know what we're dealing with. Second half of the program, I'm going to get in and I'm going to start talking about neurodegenerative disease. I'm going to talk about, you know, what you need to know about that and what the fixes are. We're going to talk, you know, everything from manual work to even stem cell therapies, but the things that you also have to do yourself to protect yourself so you can begin to aid, assist, and move things forward. You know, so many people go under treatment, regardless of what the type of treatment is, but it's either ineffective or it doesn't optimize, or, you know, they just, in spite of everything that they try to do, nothing is accomplished. There is a why behind that, and I'm going to talk to you about that why and give you some of the tools that you need to reverse this if you take control of your health, which is really what it's all about. We're here at 888-630-9625. Those of you that are waiting, don't hang up. We'll be right with you after we come back from these very important messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your calls your health. Anything you'd like to talk about that you've tried, you've applied, you've done all kinds of things, well, here's an opportunity. Let's talk about it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Let's go to the phones. Ken, thank you for being patient. How can I help you?
Hi, sir. I'm a retired veteran, disabled, and I've had a series of many years of health problems, from cancer to heart problems with a pacemaker to arthritis of the joints, et cetera. But I was diagnosed after taking a blood test to the VA, and they said my vitamin D, which you were speaking of earlier, that was low. And so they put me on two tablets of 1,000 units per tablet and supposed to take two a day, but I've only taken one because they made me nauseous taking two.
Do you know what kind of vitamin D?
But I noticed that I have a shaking when I lay my arm down. If I just kind of let it dangle a little bit, my left hand only will start shaking and just shake constantly like I have Parkinson's. I think that's what it is, Parkinson's disease. And I have other symptoms that come and go. But I was just wondering, am I not doing it right? Should I take the two? I mean, I guess I should take the two tablets, but I'm wondering if that vitamin D has anything to do with the shaking.
Well, no, let me ask you a couple questions first, Ken. Do you remember what they told you your vitamin D level was?
No, sir, I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay,
I had a mini stroke on January, so a lot of things I can't recall.
Okay, so let me give you some guidelines. Vitamin D levels are usually measured between 30 units up to 100 units. And unfortunately, the medical community, if you're within those brackets, they consider everything normal. What is true in the functional medicine community is anything that is under 50, 49 or less, is considered insufficient. Once you hit 32 or less, it's considered highly deficient. So you have to get it up there. Now, if you're down at 32 or less, a couple thousand units of vitamin D is probably not going to get you up to where you want to be. Where you want to be in that sweet spot is going to be between 75 to 85 units. Then your immune system is working. Things are going. You need to stay at under 100 units, but 75 to 85 is great. It's going to affect prostate function. It's going to affect neurological transmission and so forth. I'm not your doctor, so I can't tell you exactly what to, how much to take without knowing what that number is. But here's the other piece. What you could be sensitive to is not necessarily the vitamin D, but what the carrier component is that is transporting the vitamin D. It could be soy. It could be another type of oil if you're taking an oil form. I will put patients on 10,000 units a day when they're very, very low. And we'll do that for 4 months. And then we redo the blood work to take a look to see how it's shifted. So you got to keep an eye on it. And you just don't stop it. Once it's up, you get it in that area. And as long as it's within that spot, you probably keep it right in there as long as it doesn't jack up real high. Now, if you got it up to 100 units and it's up there, and you said, oh my God, I just did my blood work. It's not a crazy place. You want to bring it down. So you start modifying the dosage. But again, I can't guide you. I need to see your blood work. But if you're saying, and it's coming out of a medical facility, the VA, that it's low, then it's probably pretty low. And 2,000 units minimally is something that you're going to have to take, but you're going to have to find the right substance. You're probably better off just going to a health food store, Ken, and having them give you an organic form and start taking that, and then monitor your blood work within a few months. Go back to the VA and have them retake it. Again, you need to get that up over 50 units minimally. So could the tremors that you're having in your arm when it hangs still, could it be a prodromal? Could it be a Parkinson's? It may be something that has to be looked at. But if you have that, you need to be evaluated. There's many other things that can be done with a Parkinson's patients, even from a nutritional point of view, with making sure that the omega fatty acids are nice and high, the neurotransmitters that affect the brain, making sure that you have enough of the essential amino acids to form some of these neurotransmitters. So there's a lot of things that can be done. If there's any injury pattern to the body, the embedded injury has to be opened up and reestablished. In my business, you know, we see a tremendous amount of cognitive impact injury patterns, and you know, we deal with a lot of the NFL. There has to be you have to be able to identify this stuff. So what I would say to you, Ken, is one, try to find other forms of vitamin D. Definitely take at least what they're telling you. Have the vitamin D level followed up on again, and that tremor has my attention. You need to have a good neurocognitive evaluation. Ken, I appreciate it. Thank you for your service. I'm sorry that you're in such a bad place. If there's anything I can do to help you, please reach out, and you know, we'll be glad to guide you. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Now, it's important that we understand the impact and manifestation of what takes place, you know, when certain things happen. If you live in this latitude, this part of the world, from about the middle of September to about the end of April, you get very little vitamin D stimulation. You know, if you were out in the sunshine with no clothes on during that period of time, it's unlikely that you would get enough vitamin D unless you were doing it day in and day out for long periods of time. Why? Because the sun is at such an angle that it's not able to stimulate adequately the melanin receptors within your skin to produce the vitamin D that your body needs desperately to protect you in so many areas. And then if you put sunscreen on and you go out in the sun, you're not going to get vitamin D stimulation. It blocks the receptors. If you use soap or lotions, they're going to block the receptor. So you have to make sure that if you use soap, you wash down and get that stuff out of the pores and so forth before you get outside. You need direct sunlight about 45 minutes, you know, to get enough vitamin D, and that's in the summertime. So you go out, you know, about 10 o'clock in the morning and, you know, do what you need to do. That's where you get it. But if you're, a cave rat like I am, I go in, I start seeing patients at 6:30 in the morning. I work till 7 o'clock at night. There are times I go in and it's dark, and I come home and it's dark. And even at the end of the day, I'm not getting direct stimulation. So I'm taking vitamin D every day. And for myself, I'm taking a minimum of 5,000 units a day, sometimes more than that. And I monitor my vitamin D on a regular basis. That's the key. You have to make sure you monitor. Sometimes you take a little bit of vitamin D and it goes up through the ceiling. And guess what happens? You know, you don't know that, and it's sitting up there. Can it do a lot of damage? Yeah, it depends on how high it gets. If it's really, really high, but let's say that, you know, it's at a higher level, but you're still not absorbing. What's that all about? So you have to know what the steps are. The doctor that you're working at needs to know what the steps. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the subject we were back in initially with degenerative tissues and what happens, you know, with these joint spaces, right? So you bang your head, you get trauma, you hurt yourself. Why is it suddenly that now, never having any other trauma to your low back or your neck, you know, 5 years later, 10 years later, your doc says the reason that you have your shoulder pain and your elbow pain and your finger pain and your feet pain and your so forth is because you have spinal stenosis or spinal degeneration. It's because when you have impact to any place in the structural system, it affects the system all the way through. When you irritate your neck, it's going to affect your low back, almost like a domino effect. It's going to take the covering of the spinal cord called the dura, the hard matter, and it's going to turn it. It's going to twist it. So now you have abnormal pressure. It's going to take the bones of your spine, the vertebra, and they're going to move them out of position, and you're going to cause irritation to the nerves as they translate from the cord out to the periphery. So now you have this inflammatory reaction. We talked a little bit earlier about acid inflammation, inflammation acid. If you're eating things that you shouldn't be eating, what, you know, I'll give you a mantra: sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, you know, GMO modified foods. And, you know, those are things that can cause the body to be highly inflamed and irritated. And then when you have trauma superimposed on that inflammatory acid background, now you get tissue that begins to destroy itself. You get tissue that begins to break down. Suddenly you go to the doc and he says, well, you have degenerative knees, or you have a degenerative this, or you have degenerative hip disease. And we'll have to watch it until someday that you need what? A hip replacement or a knee replacement or a shoulder replacement, or we have to intervene and you have such bad stenosis that we have to open this, you know, and go in and do laminectomies or the other things that they do. Well, I'm telling you that there are other things you could do. One, to avoid it, to understand what the process is, and to make a difference. So, you know, we see patients across the board with all kinds of immunological reactions and pain patterns and so forth. And you get a patient that says, well, I've got DJD. What can you do for it? Degenerative joint disease, DJD, of my hip, of my shoulder, of whatever it is. So nutritionally, there's things that you have to be aware of in the initial stages before we get to acupuncture, low energy light laser, and manual manipulation. And then maybe we have to consider stem cell therapies, which the Results Center for Healing has a subsidiary group called Ageless Health Regenerative Medical Group, and we do that through there. But let me just give you some guidance. So people with degenerative disease can try adding certain foods to their dietary patterns and eliminating others. So what would you want to add? Well, you want to make sure that you have very high levels of clean omega-3 fatty acids, which have a very strong anti-inflammatory property. The oils like coconut oil, the oils like virgin olive oil. You have to, you know, make sure that you add dark leafy green vegetables, things like broccoli. Green tea is very alkalizing to the body. Coffee is very acidic. You know, the only coffee that you can get away with if you don't want the acidity to cause your body problems is you have to get either 100% organic Kona coffee, which is just slightly acidic. It's about 6.8, 6.9, and or you have to get Green Mountain coffee, same type of thing, and then use an alkalizing water, something like Essentia 9.5, and now you can shift it over to the alkaline side of that acid-based pattern. But garlic and nuts and, you know, salmon, as long as, by the way, it's Norwegian free-range salmon, meaning it's not farm-raised stuff. You get farm-raised, you're in trouble, but, you know, you have to get diets that are low in processed foods. They're rich in saturated and certain types of fats, fruits and vegetables and nuts and fish and so forth. Those things are good for you things. The sugar sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, that garbage stuff is the stuff that's going to make your life miserable and is going to make your joint spaces hurt and is going to make you not able to sleep well. And then after you set the stage for that type of thing, you've got to be able to begin to get it treated. So patient comes in and, you know, we guide them and says, you know, what can I do to help even rebuild, repair cartilage? And we talk to them about things like avocado and, you know, turmeric everybody knows about, right? And onions and garlic, green tea, berries. Now, we're talking about blackberries and blueberries and strawberries and things of that nature, not the cantaloupes and not the apples and all the things of that. And you want to make sure that they're organic as well. So there's tons of things that you can do preventatively, but also things that you can do restoratively to make a difference when it comes to your body. And again, you know, the darker, the greener, the vegetables, the better. The spring greens, the broccoli, the parsley. You have to make sure that you get enough calcium in your body and magnesium. Now, don't go out and take 1,000 milligrams of, you know, any kind of calcium, because your body doesn't need that generally. It needs small amounts of calcium. If it's a joint space or it's muscle, calcium lactate works pretty well. Ladies, calcium citrate with boron and selenium and opposed with enough magnesium. That allows the transport to be proper. Foods that are high in antioxidants can reduce the rate of cartilage breakdown. So when you eat these things and you have an injury pattern, you can slow the progression, sometimes stop it, and sometimes reverse it under the right situations. The oily fishes are the ones that are important to you. Avocado is extremely alkalizing. You know, it contains monosaturated oils and essential fatty acids. There's something that's called beta-cystosterol. Guys, you know, if you've got prostate problems, remember you've been listening to the radio and all these guys, that's where it comes from. Go get an avocado and, you know, eat that. You know, vitamin E. You don't have to run around, and if you're eating well, you can, you know, limit some of the nutritional products, but sometimes they're absolutely necessary. You know, we talked about turmeric and, you know, those things that we've mentioned across the board. Look, the bottom line is that your health is in your hands. You can begin to shift tremendously. And then with manual manipulation, with acupuncture, with low energy light laser, those things can begin to actually reverse and open up joint spaces. I've been at this game, I'm in my 43rd year. And I've seen the worst of the worst begin to turn around, and I've seen little things that can be prevented early on get dramatically worse and take people's lives away, meaning their capacity to enjoy their world, because they won't pay attention, because it's inconvenient, because, you know, well, I want to do that. I want, well, you know, then you're going to suffer the consequences. You have to look at your body. I gave a lecture to a group of doctors about, 8-9 weeks ago. And there's about 80-some in the room. And I said, how many of you have been in practice? And I said, 25 years or more. And there's a whole bunch of them. And I said, how many of you have been in practice 30 years or more? And, you know, there was a few of those. And I said, let me ask you a question. Are people easier to fix today than they were years ago? Are they more difficult? And 100% across the board said they are much more difficult to fix today than years ago. Why is that? The reason simply is because of lifestyle, the things that we're exposed to, the things that we do, our lack of activity. Think about what your parents used to do. Think about what your grandparents used to do. They walked, they ate better food than what we do. You know, they had their problems, but we've created an environment, a society that perpetuates its own destruction, degeneration, disease processes when it comes to our lifestyle. So, you know, get that fish in your diet, eliminate the beef, you know, and, you know, get your omega-3 fatty acids nice and high, reduce your inflammatory reactions. Brazil nuts, by the way, are high in selenium, and it improves the quality of cartilage and, you know, the cartilaginous proteins. There are things that you can do. You need to be educated. The Results Center for Healing in Fairfax has ongoing health education programs. You are always invited to them. Go to our website. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare, RoselleCare.com. Check it out. They're there. We do them every other week. They're great programs. They give you a tremendous amount of information. Again, they are our gift to the community. You just need a reservation to make those happen, and then always listen today, every Saturday, for the next 17 weeks, 4 to 5 o'clock, and then we'll probably revert back to Sundays, but we'll tell you about that when that happens. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do from this point forward on Saturdays from 4 to 5 o'clock. Yeah, we got shifted. We're supposed to be on Sundays from 12 to 1, but the Redskins are in season, so that'll happen for the next 17 weeks, meaning that we'll be here on Saturdays. So pass the word upon your friends that we'll be here taking your calls. And if you need to talk to us when we're not in studio, simple, 703-698-7117. Ask for one of our docs to call you. They'll be more than happy to answer your questions, or simply go online to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com. You know, it's a pleasure doing this program, and it has been for several decades. And the reason that we continue to do it is to give you as much information as we possibly can for you to control your life, to ask your doctors the right questions, and not just say yes, ma'am, or yes, sir. And, you know, at the end of the day, if you do your homework, really do your homework, and you look both sides, you're going to know quite a bit of information, and sometimes, unfortunately, more than many physicians do. But it's, you know, educate them. And if they're really, you know, into learning, they're going to pick that up and run with it, as we do when our patients come into our office and say, hey, did you know about this? And I say, what? And, you know, they drive me home that night, and I make sure that I get on and I look and I explore, and I say, well, I didn't know that. See, that's why we continue to learn. That's the whole process. It's an ongoing process of making sure that we have all the data that supports you. That's why we do the program. You know, and I want to always be respectful and take the opportunity and thank our men and women in service. You know, many of you find us not only weekly, but oh my gosh, you know, you ask questions, and I hope that we respond to you properly. And we do thank you for your service and the things that you do for us, so we can have the opportunity to do the things that we do in our day-to-day life. Again, thank you so very much. If there's anything I can ever do for any of you, and, you know, in addition to our programs in-house, our radio program, the things that we do with our foundation, you know, let us know. Say, hey, you know, did you ever think of this? You know, I'm always open to suggestions. That's what we're all about at the Results Center for Healing. And we have the capacities sometimes to do things, and, you know, that we're not even sure that we should be doing until somebody asks. So kind of reach out and make that happen. I'd love to have you as our partner. This program was way too short today because there's a whole much more that I wanted to go over with you. And, you know, we talked a little bit about degenerative disease and what that means and how it affects the spinal discs, the shock absorbers in between the vertebrae, the damage that it can cause just from something that you didn't think could take place over a period of years. But what I want you to know about that is degenerative disc disease and spinal stenosis can be modified, can be reversed in many situations. But you have to be a partner. You have to be part of the solution. You can't let somebody do it to you. I went to a physician to have a conversation with him, a good friend, somebody that I know. He's actually been on Dr. Tom Rizal before. He's an area neurosurgeon. He's one of the guys that work with the Redskins. And he spends half his time on brain surgery, half his time on spinal surgery. And he said, you know, look, he said, in my business, he said, I only have three major options. He said, we can do anti-inflammatories and painkillers and some rehab. We can do spinal injections, which are about 50% effective. And he said, or we end up doing surgery. And, you know, that breadth and scope can be, you know, you're done at that point. So wouldn't it be nice to have the capacity to be preemptive, to be able to turn something around and fix it before it got too late? So you need to see people who know what they're doing. You need to see doctors at the Rizal Center for Healing, even Core Concepts Chiropractic out in Ashburn. Those of you out in that area, there's so much that we can do to make a difference in your life. But you have to be proactive. You have to initiate. And from an information basis to application. We're coming up to the end of the program. I'll be here next week. I love you all.